Our own Daniel O'Donnell is due to take to the Strictly floor this weekend. The Irish crooner has been practising hard with partner Christina Rainoff and has been keeping the Nolan Show audience informed of his progress. Well, fresh out of the gym yesterday, Daniel took time away from his pretty hectic schedule, it has to be said, to tell us how his training was going.
Oh, doing all right. It's not easy, but I'm enjoying it. It's certainly a wake-up call and a new experience for me.
When you say it's not easy, what do you mean?
Well, it's not easy to remember everything, you know, that you have to do, and I suppose the way you do it too. It's such a big, I suppose, thing for me, and the discipline of how to dance. I mean, I would have, you know, danced like everybody at home, just, you know, in a social way, as they call it. But this is very structured, and you have to have your arms right and your back right and your backside right and your feet right and your head right. And everything has to be aligned in the right way.
It sounds very technical.
It sounds very technical, but it's very enjoyable. And it's a great experience, I have to say. I just hope that I can stay there long enough to learn a good few dances.
Has it taken over your life, Daniel?
More or less, absolutely. That's all I think about. And even when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking on what steps. And even in the middle of the night, sometimes I wake up and I get up and put on the shoes and see if I can remember what I have to do.
Yeah. And give us a sense of what exactly is involved on a day-to-day basis. How do you put in your day?
Well, I'm starting a bit later today, but usually I would start training either 10 or 11, you know, usually, and we'd go from probably up to 4 or 5 o'clock, go to 6 maybe some days, and we take a break for lunch, and you're just sort of going through it all day, what you're doing, exercising and trying to get your feet, you know, stronger, your ankles stronger, and then just, you know, trying to go through the steps and the structure of the dance. It's all choreographed, so it's not just that you're doing the dance, that whatever dance it might be. There's a whole set of steps, and, you know, to make it look interesting. So it's a lot to learn when you're not used to it.
I can imagine. Physically demanding as well.
Well, I am physically demanding, but, you know, it's not, I suppose, it's too bad to tire. The first few days I was here, you know, there was bits of me sore that I didn't know existed. But now I'm kind of getting used to, you know, the difference, especially my feet. You know, you're not used to being on feet all the time and the backs of your legs and that kind of thing. And but I always go back to saying it's very enjoyable. And Christina is a brilliant teacher. She's a great way of teaching, and she's a lovely person too, so it's a very, very pleasant experience for me.
She has a bit of a reputation, Daniel.
Ah, she's a lovely girl, there's no doubt. I mean, I suppose all these things that are written, it's easy to write them, but I mean, I can tell you she's a really nice girl, and you know, I can't say a word against her. She's lovely.
And does she talk about all that's in the papers about her, all that's in the press about her? Does she talk to you about that?
Not very much. Not very much. No, she doesn't say much about it, other than, you know, I attended a function last week where she had a charity she's involved with called the .com charity. And it raises money to help disadvantaged children. And it was a tremendous night. And she's been involved in this for, I think, about 6 years, raising money for them and, you know, giving talks and helping them. And I said, do you ever get this in the papers? No, she said, I'm interested in writing about something like this. And I thought, such a shame, you know, that she's doing so much good and it's never mentioned anywhere. And yet, you know, this other side of things that, you know, it's her personal life, really, I suppose. I did say to her, too, though, that, you know, it's because she has become bigger than what she's doing, you know?
Yes.
People do things, they go along quite calmly and, you know, are very good at what they're doing, but it never extends past that. I suppose I was trying to say to her that, you know, she has become more than just a dancer. And I said, you know, don't believe the good that's written and don't worry about the bad.
Let's talk about your routine, Daniel, your moves for Friday night. What can you tell us? Can you let us into any secrets?
Well, I can't really, because they're very strict on what we let out. They sort of control everything. But I'm just hoping I'm able to get around the floor and do it with some kind of finesse. It's very, well, I think it's nice and enjoyable, and hopefully it'll look good and I get to remember it and do it right, you know, because it'll not be Christina's fault if it's not good.
Well, now for the big question, Daniel, do you know what you'll be wearing?
No, I don't know that either. It's amazing how controlled the whole thing is. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen what I'm wearing. I haven't. But I don't think it'll be too sparkly this first week.
Daniel, well, best of luck with it. We'll be watching closely to see how you get on. We'll be fast on the phones after that to ensure that you hang around for a week or two at least.
Thanks to everybody there listening to you. You know, I'm getting good wishes through the... not that I look much at the internet, but Magella and my PA is saying that there's loads of good wishes from people all over. So thanks a million, and I hope that you enjoy the show.
OK. Daniel, thanks very much for that. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a million.
And if you want to follow Daniel's progress, 9 o'clock on Friday night on BBC One.